It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on some record-setting performances in BSU Beaver football history. Bemidji State has played football since 1926. In those 90 years, only a select few have found their way into the record books. Brent Bolte joins us next. Bucky's Legends continues after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
When you think of Bemidji State football records, you think of Eddie Acosta. The Bemidji native running back rushed for over 5,700 yards in his career. Eddie Acosta could run the ball. The opponents of the BSU Beavers knew that Eddie was going to run the ball. That didn't mean anyone could stop him. Head coach Brent Bolte.
You know, I don't know if Eddie really ever thought of it that way, being the guy. He just was such a team player and gave a lot of credit back to the quarterback and the offensive line, but he was so gifted with his hips. That's what made him so good, and he did have good speed and natural vision. He was just a tremendous player. Well, and you can give it to a guy that can be a big play guy at any particular play. I think that opened up a lot for us in the passing game too, because we had really good quarterbacks back then as well. So it definitely made it difficult to pack the box because we had a bunch of guys out in space. So they really tried to take away Eddie. You know, he would make one guy miss and he would house one. So it was definitely difficult for them to scheme. It goes a long ways, especially with him being from the local area, Bemidji kid. His dad played here and everything else too. So it was certainly nice to have not only a great football player like him in the program, but locally as well, to tie back people and bring back some excitement to BSU football, because they had struggled for quite a few years beforehand. So it was kind of a two-headed beast there for us. It was a great, you know, PR deal to have a kid like that, and then obviously him being really good helped too.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.